Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Two benefics at 16 degrees. Venus, sextile Jupiter. 10 days. That is what separates today from the moment Venus meets Uranus at 29 degrees Taurus and escorts him into Gemini, closing the 7-year Taurus revolution and walking both of them into a new era. 10 days from the graduation, and today, in the final stretch of the most significant arc Venus has traveled in years, the two benefic planets find each other at the same degree in a flowing sextile. The sky is not being quiet about what it thinks or where this is headed. Venus in Taurus at 16 degrees in her Earth domicile, grounded and at home. She has been on this journey since early 2025. The exaltation in Pisces, the vow with Saturn and the North Node at 26 degrees, the retrograde descent, the fall in Virgo, the South Node release, the Chiron healing in Aries, the Saturn green light, the Libra full moon harvest 12 days ago where the scales weighed everything she built. She has done the full arc. She's not the Venus of the dream or the Venus of the fall. She is the Venus who came through it all, forged, embodied, knowing exactly what she values and what she is worth. In Taurus now, at home, 10 days from the finish line, Jupiter is in Cancer at 16 degrees. In his sign of exaltation, his position of maximum power and generosity. He has been in Cancer since June 10, 2025, presiding over this entire year of purification from the catbird seat. Fresh out of retrograde, still moving through the shadow, but direct and forward. Jupiter in Cancer is the wheel of fortune in the chariot. Fate, operating at peak power through emotional mastery. The great benefic at full strength, in the sign that nurtures and protects, reaching across to Venus in a flowing aspect on the day that matters. Two benefics, one at home, one exalted, both at 16 degrees, both dignified, both in a direct conversation with each other. What does 16 have to say about this? 16 is luxury, sensuality, and good fortune. But take it a little further, 1 plus 6 equals 7. 7 is the number of rest, completion, happiness, and equilibrium. The number that arrives after the work is done, if you do the work. The number that says the labor has been sufficient, and now, something good can be received. Venus has been doing the labor since early 2025. The full moon 12 days ago was the harvest reckoning. Today, Jupiter meets her at the degree that says the work was enough. What is coming is the reward side of the arc. The sextile runs from Taurus to Cancer, Earth to water, Taurus grounds and embodies. It's building the thing, holding the value, making it real and touchable. Cancer nurtures and holds. It protects what has been built, feed it with emotional intelligence, keeps it safe while it grows. These two elements work together naturally. Earth gives water a container. Water gives Earth life. The sextile is 60-degree angle of ease and opportunity. It does not force anything. It opens a door and says, the energy is available, move toward it. What that looks like in real life today is a moment of genuine warmth where the last several weeks of heavy transit weather lifts and something good comes through clearly. A recognition of how far you've actually come. A sense of abundance or beauty or support that arrives without being forced. A conversation that carries real generosity. The quiet confirmation that what you built is real and that the universe has noticed. Venus and Jupiter in sextile don't announce themselves. They arrive as a feeling. Pay attention to where the grace shows up for you today. Here is what makes this sextile more than just a pleasant one-day transit. Jupiter rules Pisces. Pisces is where the vow was made, where Venus met Saturn and the North Node at 26 degrees, where the sacred yes was spoken in the waters of faith, where the whole purification arc began. Jupiter was in detriment in Gemini while all that was happening in his own sign. He couldn't be present for it directly, but he rules that territory. He owns that ground. Everything Venus went through in Pisces happened in Jupiter's domain. Now Jupiter is exalted in Cancer, direct and moving forward. And he's reaching across in a sextile to Venus 10 days before she crosses the finish line. The planet who ruled the space where the vow was made is checking in on the planet who made the vow at the degree of happiness and equilibrium right before the graduation. This is not a casual transit. This is Jupiter saying, I saw what you went through in my sign. I saw the vow, the retrograde, the fall, the release. I saw what it cost. I see where you're headed. The sextile is the nod from the most generous planet in the sky to the one who actually did the motherfucking work. Venus meets Uranus at 29 degrees Taurus around April 23rd. That conjunction closes the seven-year Taurus revolution. Uranus dismantling everything in the material world built on false foundations, restructuring money, value, the body, the earth. Venus is the escort because she is the ruler of Taurus. She holds the keys. She is the one who walks Uranus across the threshold into Gemini and into the next chapter. Today, Jupiter is fueling that walk. The sextile from Cancer to Taurus is water feeding earth. Emotional wisdom nourishing the grounded embodiment Venus is carrying into the most significant transit of the decade. Jupiter, exalted, is handing Venus everything she needs for the final 10 days. Confidence, generosity, the expanse of faith that the destination is worth the distance she traveled. Receive what today is offering. The labor is almost done. The two most benefic planets in the sky are at the degree of happiness and equilibrium. And they are talking to each other about you. Venus and Jupiter over there, shoo-shooing. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit contact. Send me a message there. I'd love to hear from you. I appreciate it if you hit like, share, follow. Share with a friend, coworker, neighbor, family member. Thanks in advance. If you want to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit booking. There's even a link below. It'll bring you straight there. The conversation is free. The time isn't. See you there. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, there's also a link below to that too. Thanks in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.